here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to have you on here. So, hey, how are things going in your world and out of the shelter?
Well, the shelter is, we're doing great. We're real excited. I get to talk about some adoptions this morning. I get to talk about what a great success the Easter egg hunt was. Just, it's good news I've got going on, and that's what we want from the animal shelter, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I'll start with some adoptions. How does that sound?
Yeah.
We had four last week, three of which occurred because of the Easter egg hunt. But last week, Hank, Starlet, Piglet, and Augie all found their forever homes, and congratulations to them and the new families. This weather is perfect to bring home a new pet because you can take it outside, and interact with it, and make it tired so it wants to sleep through the night and get you out of the house also. So timing couldn't probably be more perfect for all of those concerned. Abby, let's start with the three that I'm supposed to feature today. Abby is absolutely precious. She is a three-year-old spayed female pointer. She is beautiful. She's well-behaved. I was out last weekend. It was my weekend to volunteer, and I walked with her, and I played with her. She's a little shy with you at first. You have to earn her trust. But after that, she just she's walked right beside me. She so desperately wants to be somebody's baby. She's new to our shelter, and she was surrendered. She needs to be an only dog. According to the previous owner, she didn't get along with the other pets in the house. So she probably would make someone just a wonderful. I could just see her out in the country. I can see her in a big backyard. Really, I could see her anywhere, but she sure needs, you know, probably being the only pet. That's not just a bad thing, after all. As expensive it is to keep pets these days, it's about what we all can afford, maybe, is one pet. But she is, like I said, just a sweetheart. She's a beautiful red and white color. She has those typical pointer markings on her coat. I would just love to see someone, you know, adopt her. The cool thing about Abby is that she's already spayed. And so her adoption fee is only $30. And the best part is, if you and Abby get along and want to go home, she can go home with you the day of the adoption. So that makes her even more special. So look her up on Facebook. I'm really plugging for her, but I just think she's an excellent, excellent dog. We have Cole. Cole is a one-year-old male Shepherd Cross. He has been with us quite a while. He'd love to find his new home. He does great with other dogs. He has a very playful temperament. And he did this to me also. When the staff puts him on his leash to go for a walk, he wants to grab a hold of the leash and kind of help pull you along and play with you. It's all in play. He's not being aggressive. He's just playful. He's just got a lot of those puppy tendencies still in him. He has some chewing that he does with his toys, so that's why we know he's still very young. But a lot of the chewing that we see at the shelter stops once they get out of that environment. It's a stress relief for them. So behaviors you see at the shelter, bad behaviors, to put it that way, are not always what you're going to have at home. So we would love to see him find a home that has lots of rubber toys for him to play with and chew on and have a good home. Cole's a cool guy. Irish is a 10-month old. He's a mixed breed. He's very playful. He's got lots of energy. He does well with other dogs, and he would make someone an excellent family dog. I think kids with Irish would be perfect. He's just got that great, let's just play and have a good time, or I'll just come up and lie down beside you while you're outside or something. He's also a great dog. We can't test the dogs for do they get along with cats right now because we still don't have any cats available. But anyway, he's a good guy. We love to take him outside. They take him for walks. Again, Irish is a wonderful, wonderful dog and just needs a chance. Look him up on Facebook. We do not have any cats available. I'm keeping all these open line lists that say no cats available because I know this is not going to happen.
No.
I mean, I'm thinking, okay, one of these days I'd be saying, okay, we've got kittens and kittens. But right now, it's just a good thing for us not to have a lot of an overabundance of any animals. So that's the little animals I'm supposed to, pets I'm supposed to speak about today. Donation-wise, we could always use bleach, and we're still wanting some large dog toys. And I even made a post on Facebook this weekend, because as I said, I work at the shelter this weekend, and we're really low on toys. And it's not because the donations don't come in and we don't purchase them ourselves. It's just that the dogs are so very hard on them. But we believe that they need that stimulation. They need that fun, you know, to have, they're in a kennel for, you know, most of the day. So it's nice for them to have something to chew on. And I see them throw them up in the air. I see them, you know, chasing around. Sometimes they just lay there beside them. You know, they just want that comfort. So, again, I will stress, I have an only dog, and she's got more toys than she could possibly play with. And I will sort through the ones that she doesn't seem to care for or hasn't played with. I wash them. I take them out to the shelter, and they're greatly appreciated by the dogs. I suggest that anyone else, the same thing, you know, don't think, oh, they may not want this. That's not true. We would appreciate any toys that you have available for us. Now, let's talk about our hours. We are there Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 in the evening. Saturday and Sunday, we are there from 1 to 4. Oksana, our shelter director, has created an Amazon wish list. So if you want to make a donation to Amazon, she's got some things that we could certainly use at the shelter. She's still also asking for those empty water bottles. She has an idea that she's going to make some popsicles for the dogs this summer as it warms up, give them some relief outside, and again, something to play with that's pretty economical and fun for them. We have some openings on our board, and I thank you guys for kind of putting that on your news this week and kind of helping us get the word out. We are a fun group. Obviously, we love animals, or we wouldn't be there. And we have a monthly meeting. It's kind of some of the board responsibilities. It's a monthly meeting. But probably the biggest responsibility of a board member for the animal shelter is a working board. We work out there. We take our turns on our weekends. We take turns on holidays, so that way the staff has holidays off. And it's not all glamour, I can tell you that right now, when you're dealing with animals and you're cleaning. I won't go into the details, but I'm sure people can figure it out. You know, it's not glamorous out there, but sure is a lot of fun. And it's very fulfilling. And the animals appreciate what you do for them and people to go out there and interact with the animals. So if someone's kind of been thinking about it, but they're not sure, please give the animal shelter a call, talk to Oksana, reach out to her through Facebook. Even if you just want to come out just in a little bit and kind of figure it out. But it is a requirement that you must do some volunteering before we consider you for the board. Because that's probably the biggest thing about being on the board is that you are a working person that helps us out. The telephone number for the shelter is 620-252-6060. We have a Facebook page, CFA. We keep the animals posted as currently as we possibly can. So any animal I've spoken about today that sounds good, or you just want to see what's available, look up Facebook. Better yet, come out to the shelter and interact with us. Our Easter egg event was a huge success. And in fact, Oksana said, gosh, she said, I even kind of apologize to some people because we had so many people come out with their kids, and they brought wonderful donations. We ran out of eggs, but we've never done it before. So you don't know. You know, you don't know how many eggs to get, but next year it'll be bigger and better, and she's going to divide it up by ages. Just have plenty of eggs available. So it was a big success. Thank you for everyone that came out and had a good time and toured. I guess a lot of people went through the shelter. So another successful event for us. We appreciate it.
Well, very good, and I'm so glad that you had a bunch of people stop out and see you, and I think it was good timing, you know, to have it separate from a lot of the other Easter egg hunts, you know, doing it on a Friday, so seemed like that was might have been a good move just because we had so many there on Saturday.
That's kind of what we thought, and that's one reason why she did it that way, and I think that's what we all decided, and plus the weather cooperated. I mean, it was a lovely evening, too, that evening, so... Anyway, it's all good at the shelter, and we appreciate people that come out and listen and follow, and anyway, that's the crew for today. There's many more out there, but look them up on Facebook. Come out and see the shelter. We're located, I guess I need to tell you where we're located also, just to remind people, on the way to South Coffeyville with that last county road, the county road number is 1400. We're right across the street from the water waste treatment plant. It's paved all the way to the shelter. It's a little white building on the south side, and we're just more than happy to have people come out and see what a great facility that the city of Coffeyville has. We feel very proud of how we have taken care of it all these years, and we'll continue to do so.
All right. Well, Becky, we really appreciate you coming on this morning and letting us know what is going on. And, well, we're just waiting for the cats to come because we know they're on the way.
Well, you know what they always say, though, James, be careful for what you wish
for. I know.
So, I'm making a little wish, because it would be nice to have some cats or kittens available because people have been calling and asking.
Sure.
And that's wonderful that they're willing to come out to the shelter and adopt, you know, but our cats are healthy. They've had their vaccinations. They'll be spayed or neutered. It's a very good way to bring a pet into your home because we make sure that there's those shots that have been given, and spay and neutering is so important. So we appreciate people always thinking about us.
All right. Well, Becky, we appreciate you calling and hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and look forward to chatting again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a good week also.
Yep,
bye-bye.
You too. Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate her calling in. And, hey, we're going to have more open line just minutes away here on KGGF.